Welcome to the Lee Rayburn Show. We are live from the Wisconsin State Fair in the Grand Champion Hall. Thank you all so much for being here today. It is a pleasure to be able to feature what Wisconsin has to offer, and we are surrounded by big giant quilts hanging from the ceiling. We've got the Quiltopia Contest Barn Quilt Square winners behind us here, the theme quilt square winners behind us on the other side. You can smell the flowers that are on display in the Grand Champion Hall, from the dahlias to the gladiolas and the roses. There is a vegetable judging contest taking place as we speak right behind us. And there are displays of dresses, textiles, garments, and blankets. The refrigerators are filled with pies, cakes, frostings, dressings, sandwiches, Bloody Marys, and more. And outside the Grand Champion Hall, you will find it all. Everything Wisconsin has to offer is waiting for you today. And the next couple of hours, we're going to feature as much as we can of that for you. And we're going to start today with our first guest, who is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Sherry Black joins us to celebrate the 175th anniversary. If you have questions for our guest, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, you can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Sherry, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for having us today.
Well, thank you for being here.
I want to start by asking you about your background and how you got into leading the state fair for what, the last 5 years now?
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you came to be the executive director, Sherry.
Well, I really grew up in this industry. I began showing dairy cattle when I was 9 years old at the Waukesha County Fair. Also showed pigs there, as well as some various cultural art projects, cake decorating, drawing and painting. My mom is a former art teacher in West Dallas, so wonderful to have her as our leader in 4-H. And then I went on to show here at Wisconsin State Fair. I was showing dairy cattle here starting at 9 years old. Just really fell in love with the fair industry in general. I worked in the fair office in Waukesha in the summer months, my junior and senior year of high school. Tried to maybe find another career doing something. For a while, I thought I was going to be a sheriff's deputy. I learned how to shoot, so watch out. I'm a good shot.
I am not going to. No trouble here.
But I really just always found my way back to the fair industry, and that was really what I was passionate about. Went to Carroll University. I remember my senior year, I was speaking with my advisor at that time, and I said, I'd really like to do an internship with the Waukesha County Fair. And he's like, why? But I explained to him I wanted to run my own fair someday. I think, again, he was like, why? If you're not in the fair industry, you don't understand really how it all works. And so fortunately for me, I was able to do my internship. So I did that before my senior year of college. The director at the time asked me to stay on full time throughout the rest of the year, and then she resigned in March. So at that time, I was very young, but again, you know how that is when you're graduating from college, you think you know everything, you're very naive. But I went to the fair board and said, will you take a chance on me? I know I'm young, I have a lot to learn, but I'm very passionate about it. And I already understood the ag part of everything, which in the fair industry, that's one of the hardest parts to learn. So I came with some knowledge, but it took me a good 5 years to really understand the business side of it.
You were the executive director of the Waukesha County Fair for 15 years?
Yes.
And you've been here for the last 10 and the CEO since, or the executive director since 2001.
Yes.
What is the draw for you? What brings you back when you talk about how there is this gravitational force to these fairs that bring you in?
So my husband works in finance, thank goodness, because nobody that works in the fair industry is getting rich. Not that we need to be rich. We're rich in life. But I have four brothers, and as I mentioned, grew up on a farm. My mom was a 4-H leader. My dad also was a 4-H leader. He was also on the fair board. For us, it was the highlight of our summer. You know, when you live on a farm, you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And
you're working.
Right. You're working. You were also, we all played sports. So my mom was busy. Thank goodness she was a teacher, because her full-time job was driving all of us around in the summer. So, you know, we were doing that. But then working so hard with your animals all year round, which I absolutely loved all the animal exposure that we had to learn so many great lessons from that. Plus, I just love animals. But then you were able to go to the fair. You saw your friends that you didn't go to school with normally because they were from all over the county. And then when I came to State Fair, they were from all over the state. So it was really our way to see one another. And then you would learn so much. You know, showing cattle is not an easy thing to do. Showing pigs was not easy. They were kind of our secondary project, though, because the cattle took much longer. Pigs are very smart animals. At that time, we used a cane to kind of lead them around. But their main goal in life was to get out of that pen and get back to their home pen. So you had to walk your pigs. And I have three kids. My oldest is 23. That's my son. My daughter is 21. And then we sent our youngest. We moved him to college just in June. So my husband and I are technically empty nesters right now, which is very odd. I tell the children I like your dad. I don't know that I like him that much to be with him all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I do. We've been married 26 years, actually, on the 19th. But so my children, my dad and one of my brothers is taking over the family farm. So they had that experience of showing pigs as well. Very different from what I had growing up. We just went into the pig barn and we're like, okay, that one looks like it'll make weight. Yep, that one will bring in some good money. We'll take these. Now the pig project, I mean, they look like Arnold Schwarzenegger pigs for a while because the judges were changing. For a while, you wanted a really muscular looking pig. Then a few years later, I've got my youngest showing, and now we're not buying the Arnold Schwarzenegger pigs anymore. Now we're buying the show pigs that are more soft, which is actually the type of pig you want to eat because those strong muscles, you want that fat in there. That's what gives the meat their really great flavor. So just interesting, and then you're feeding your pig, and so it's just a different world from what I was used to with it. But anyway, so back to the cattle thing. Loved doing that, and it was just so much fun. I loved the craziness of you're working really long hours, but you have the common goal. And now circling back to what I was saying about my husband working in finance, he always says that the fair industry, everybody wants to see each other succeed. You're helping in wherever you need to, where you can step in. And that's what our staff here does. You know, I gave the whole analogy of flying, you know, geese fly in their triangle for a reason, because they're supporting one another and giving each other breaks. Oh, and I talk too much with my hands. I'm hitting microphones. So that's really what, you know, half of our team was helping clean out the barns last night that they wouldn't normally be in that role. We do whatever we can, and I love that about our industry. Everybody's so supportive of one another. The other thing is we're making a difference in people's lives. We're providing great memories, and I'm just so passionate about that side of it, where my husband's like, I've got to worry about who's trying to stab me in the back and take my business, you know? So we come from different worlds when it comes to that, but he was here actually yesterday. I didn't see him at all, but he was here with our friends. And again, you know, reiterated when I got home last night, the difference we all make is so profound.
I love that. Sherry Black, Executive Director and CEO since 2021 of our Wisconsin State Fair. And you mentioned that you've got a 26th anniversary coming up for your wedding, but it is the 175th anniversary for the Wisconsin State Fair. If you thought 26 years was a long time, how about 175, Sherry?
Yes, we are very proud to be turning 175 this year. Just the fun thing that I think about it is when people look at anniversaries, you look at your growth and think, wow, we've really changed so much. And we have. I'm not discounting that. But when you look at what the core of fairs are and why they started, they started because farmers wanted to get together. They like to be social. And we saw that again with COVID. Everybody missed each other. We missed all of our fair growers. We love talking to everybody and seeing our friends that come and exhibit and our vendors and all of it. Also, we are in the business of making memories and those traditions. And, you know, what started back then with the social gathering evolved into some friendly competition. And I can tell you there is not a more competitive team out there than the Wisconsin State Fair Park team. We play games all year round. We do luncheons every month and we play games and it's cutthroat. Like I'm cutting out my neighbors so that I can get the edge over here. It's so fun. Oh, you betcha.
Oh, I knew it.
Real big ribbons you're not winning anything big, but it's bragging rights.
Oh, yeah.
Just like thank you to anybody and everybody that voted for us for the USA Today poll. We took second place in that. Yes, very excited. we moved up. First place was Minnesota. Kind of hard to compete with Minnesota when they have 2 million people that come through their grounds. But we beat Iowa, and we really want to beat Iowa, so we're excited about that.
Congratulations, Sherry. And there is always something new at the State Fair, although in 175 years, some things stay the same. What's new this year?
So, as you can see, signage everywhere. We're not letting you get out of here without knowing that we are celebrating 175 years. We are in Grand Champion Hall right now. Jill Albanese, who is the director of this area, is phenomenal when it comes to all of the amazing creations, as you can see around. She had so many contests that was rooted in the 175th. We have a history exhibit in Exploratory Park that you can check out that really highlights our rich history, as well as different things all throughout. You will see 175th. Oh, and the Ferrachino cream puff.
I was just going to ask, isn't there a special cream puff this year that we have to try? It's on my list. And Ferrachino?
Ferrachino, so it's like maraschino cherry flavor, and it is toast to 175 years.
Do you have a favorite cream puff flavor over the years? Are you still an originalist? Is there something? Have you tried the Ferrachino yet?
So I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a cherry person. So I did try it because I have to, but it's part of the job. I know it's tough. Somebody has to do
not
it.
Not easy.
But I love the chocolate cream puff. That is my favorite.
Man, I hope I've got room for 3 cream puffs today.
And a little secret I'll let you in on, they added more chocolate this year, so it's even more chocolatey.
Why is that a secret? You need some signage on that, too.
Yeah.
Now more chocolatey.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the cream puff later today. I also see you have something that is 230 feet into the air. This is new this year, isn't it?
It is. So it's the America 250 wheel. It's celebrating, obviously, America turning 250. You also can learn while you are on the ride. Each ride features one of our presidents. So it's great for the kids. It's great for the adults. It is 75 feet higher than our previous wheel.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, it is very, very high. I'm terrified of heights. But you're in an enclosed gondola. So it's really not called a Ferris wheel. It's called an observation wheel. There's a difference.
You can, I believe I saw on a clear day like today, you can see as far as 14, you can observe up to 14 miles away, which I believe would take you all the way to the lake.
Yeah, and you can see Chicago from the top. Okay, not really. But it feels like that. You can see so much. Yes, you can see the lake, you can see Homebridge, you can see downtown. It's quite a view.
Well, Chicago has their own wheel on Navy Pier.
And this one's bigger.
You beat me to the punch there. Sherry Black, our guest, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fairs. We're broadcasting live from the Grand Champion Hall. You're welcome to join us here or give us a call or email 1-800-642-1234 or talk at WPR.org. And Sherry, you talk about your history with fairs and how long you've been involved going back to the age of 9. You mentioned Jill Albanese, who has made this amazing Grand Champion Hall what it is, and she has been doing this for 30 years, although she won't tell us how old she is. And just, I came across her earlier. She's going to be a guest coming up a little bit later, and she's got ribbon earrings on today, so she is fully decked out and constantly in motion. And then we've got the historian Tom Zimmerman coming up today as well, and, his history here goes back to his father, so it even predates him.
Yeah.
There are people here that have kind of feel like they have always been here, and so that makes it feel like a family, but it also is an invitation to see what everybody, the gravitational force that is the Wisconsin State Fair.
It is, and our big thing is we see the same exhibitors year after year, but we also see the same fairgoers year after year who I love that they share their traditions with us. Sometimes I'll just kind of find a spot to sit in Central Park. And I love it because people that have been coming year after year will come up and thank me again for, all the work that we do, which is so sweet. But it's not work. I have the best job.
Should you be telling people this?
No, but it's really not. I look at people that have to go to work every day, and I tease my kids it's called work for a reason. It is. We all have bad parts of our job that are not our favorite, like sitting through board meetings, not my favorite. But who loves sitting in a meeting? Nobody does. But I love being out here. I love that we can be creative. We don't have people, standing over our shoulder. We give our team full full of, what do I want to say, access to create what they can. Jill not only does Grand Champion Hall, she does all the beautiful flowers.
That's amazing, because there are so many flowers here.
So many.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
It is, and she has the fourth graders come in April and help plant. A number of us on the staff, I even go out and plant for a while, which is a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it's freezing now, typically doing, because we know how our springs have gotten. But it's so much fun, and then you get to see all these flowers come to life all throughout as they're in the growing season, and Jill is doing her magic to get them right at premium blooming. I mean, they prune at certain times to make sure that they're in full effect when you come to the fair.
In your 10 years here, Sherry, is there a moment that stands out to you? Is there a special event or occasion or performance or award that you were like, you know, that sort of you bookmarked as one of your favorite memories?
Well, I have so many memories here. So when I showed, you had to earn your spot to be able to come to State Fair. So you had to win your class, or you had to be in the top two booths. So I was always winning my classes at Waukesha. Well, you know, the classes were maybe like 10 to 15 heads of cattle were in there. Then you come to State Fair where there's 100 in your class. And they break you off into four groups, so first, second, third, fourth. Well, I'm not going to lie. I was typically down in those other two groups, which is fine because, honestly, there were really cute boys here, too. I mean, I was here for the fun. But I got moved up to the red class one time, and I was very excited about that. I know that sounds kind of silly.
No.
But it was huge competition. Yeah. And, you know, we were milking 100 head of cattle at the time when I was younger, and because of milk prices and all the kids my parents had to feed, we stopped milking. We just had beef cattle and pigs then at the home farm. Now my dad and brother do about 1,500 acres in cash crop. So I'll tell you a real quick story, too. So as I said, four brothers. We all had to pay for our own college. One of my real brothers decided to go in the Air Force, and so he served 4 years, went straight out of high school, and so great that he did that. But he told my dad the first year being gone, he's like, I know for sure I want to come back and I want to farm. So when he came home, he got his money. He went to UW-Platteville, received his degree in agriculture. But at the time, my dad didn't have enough land because you know that you need so much in order. And they're living in Waukesha County where land was so valuable. So he ended up working in a bank, you know, giving loans to farmers in the beginning. And he could not have gotten out of there fast enough. Having four walls around him was just not what he wanted to do. But at one of the points when he was home on leave, he told my dad, when I come home and I help take over the family farm, we will not have any animals. The animals cost too much money. And he was absolutely right.
Yeah.
For the amount of work it is, you know, to feed every morning, and in the winter you're thawing out water troughs and pipes, and it's just kind of miserable, to be honest. So he said, when I get back here, all the animals need to be gone. So my dad did sell his whole beef herd to a friend of mine that they were starting out with their farm, which was great. So they actually went to Jefferson County. And then they just got strictly into cash crop. And the farm has never been more successful. They actually purchased two other farms and just have been able to keep it going. But that also allowed my brother then to be able to get into it. And really, you cannot start a farm unless you have help like that.
Sure.
It's just not feasible anymore. The machinery is so expensive now. Products that, you know, the seeds are so expensive, fertilizer is so expensive, and the land, of course. So for them now, like I said, it's been very successful. It was great for us growing up. You know, when I got married, I didn't know that you went to the store and had to look at the meat. My sister-in-law taught me you flip the bacon open over and open the little packet to look at the fat. We went down to the freezer. You just picked out of the freezer, you know, whatever you needed. So I had this whole new lesson. And I got married. I joke I was a child bride. I was 22, fresh out of college. My husband was 25. So I had a lot to learn. Like, I didn't know about these things.
And yet you knew a lot of other things, though, like how to make it on a farm. And the story of your brother is quite amazing. You were a Carroll College graduate.
I was, yes.
And I also want to know, before we run out of time from you, Sherry Black, what you see for the future of the Wisconsin State Fair, because I know you're always looking ahead, and I know this is a year-round affair.
It is, and, you know, given our situation last year by losing a half of Saturday as well as Sunday, you can imagine the financial impact. It was about $2.8 million. Fortunately, we did receive some insurance money, so that cut that down to more like 2.2, 2.3. But that's a huge impact on us. So we're program revenue funded. Not everybody realizes that. So our full operating budget is funded by the money that we bring in during the fair. All of our revenue goes towards that. So when we do projects here, the state will help out with some of them. But anything that we do, so the renovation on the cream puff building, $12.5 million, we paid with our capital reserve for that.
Wow.
So this last year, you will notice we didn't necessarily do any big projects this last year because we just simply couldn't afford to. So you know, just so everybody knows, when you come to the Wisconsin State Fair, the money that you are putting forward, all of that gets reinvested into the park. So future projects that the state is helping us out with, some of those, we have the work that still needs to be done on the outside of the dairy building. Okay. We're going to be putting in a patio, so there'll be extra seating that you can overlook Central Park, which will be wonderful. We are redesigning Gate 5, which right now has a lot of people, animal, and vehicle traffic. As you can imagine, that's our main egg gate. We are redesigning that to be safer. We are also looking at a facility study right now. We actually have the design team is in watching our operations. We want to put up a new egg facility. We're very antiquated with our buildings. We want to take care of that biosecurity piece of it. That's really important to us.
Sure.
So the facility we're looking at, it would be an $87 million project, and it will be the largest that Wisconsin State Fair Park has ever done. We could see that take two fairs, possibly. We're hoping it just disrupts one fair. But it would take out the swine barn, the sheep and goat barn, the Discovery Barnyard, where the poultry palace is, that whole footprint in there, because those buildings are really ending the time of their lives. So
so this sounds more like a necessity. This is something that's going to have to happen, but it happens with the support of Wisconsin State Fairgoers, and that is how this works.
Yeah.
Before the state fair wraps up at the end of this week on Sunday, I believe, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Sherry? What do you want to make sure you don't miss?
Well, I hope I miss some rain because I really don't want that. I nervously know what's in the forecast, but you know it's going to be sunshine.
Actually, you know what? With a little bit of rain, it thins out some of the crowds. It makes the lines that much shorter, and the fair is still pretty much happening as is, right?
Yes, it settles the dust.
Nice.
But really, we have found that when we do have those really big crowds, spending isn't quite as much because people cannot get up to the vendors to be able to spend. So really, when the crowds are a little bit lighter, it actually is more beneficial financially for us.
You didn't answer the question, though. What are you looking forward to
We're
done?
No, that's all right. I'm so terrible at that. So we have some big things coming up yet this week. We have the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction on Wednesday. We have our America 250/175th parade tomorrow.
Yes.
We had to stop doing our parades back in 2019 because the crowds were too large for people to get through, but we're bringing it back for one day tomorrow. We have some really exciting things planned with some floats and other entertainment. I'm very excited about that. And then just really through the rest of the weekend, hopefully people, we have some great shows, Lindsey Sterling.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney. Comedians do really well for us. He is a big get. So I'm very excited about that.
And just because your first concert ever, I believe, was at the Wisconsin State Fair.
It was. Alabama. I was 15. Back in the 1900s.
I was talking to a friend yesterday. He said, my first concert was at the Wisconsin State Fair, and it was Alabama, too. Different year, though. I think we're a little bit older, Sherry, but I want to thank you for having us. I want to celebrate Wisconsin at this state fair and the 175th anniversary. Congratulations, Sherry, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the state fair, and I hope the rain stays at bay or it just keeps the dust down.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Sherry Black is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, and when we continue, we'll be speaking with the state historian. Not just the state historian, but a man whose father was the historian before him, and we'll get a perspective on the Wisconsin State Fair that takes us back through the first 175 and into the future. We're live from the Grand Champion Hall here on the State Fairgrounds. Invite you to join us here or give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Send us an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to WPR News.